This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Technology, as we've all seen, has been a huge factor in some of the big protest movements over the past couple of years. Twitter in Tunisia and Iran and Egypt, Facebook as well. And now apparently an app called Zello, which has been used widely in the Venezuelan protests the past week or so over rising prices and shortages of food and medicine there. We've got the co-founder and CEO of Zello, Bill Moore, is on the line, and he's going to explain what it is and how exactly it works. Hey, Bill.
Hey.
Tell me about this thing. It is basically a walkie-talkie, right?
Yeah, Zello is a walkie-talkie app. Did you play with walkie-talkies as a kid?
Of course I did.
So that functionality is an app.
How did you find out that it was big in Venezuela? What happened?
We pay careful attention to our market rank in different countries. And so we noticed that Zello was a number one overall app ahead of Twitter and Facebook and everything else in both Venezuela and Ukraine last week. And we had seen the same phenomena last year where it was the number one app in Egypt and in Turkey before that.
And it kind of puts an interesting perspective on this because it is now you, private company down in Austin, Texas, versus the government of Venezuela trying to shut you down.
Yeah. Unfortunately, that's probably the case we're in. And I guess what we have going for us is technology often always wins, I guess. That's our history so far.
Has to be said, this is a business opportunity for you, isn't it?
Well, Zello is social radio. We're trying to make it simple for people to communicate with what they know best. There's 53 million users who have registered for Zello around the globe, and the vast majority of those use the free app. We also sell for businesses a subscription where they use it to replace two-way radio for a private network. So the publicity certainly helps. It's unfortunate it's in this situation. But it's not going to directly impact our revenue.
Does it give you pause at all, or I guess would it give you pause if the bad guys, whether it's drug dealers or somebody else or governments trying to shut down protesters, if they started using your stuff?
It does, and it's a two-way street, and it's an old problem with communication that it can be used for good and for bad, and there must be bad guys that use Zello for communication, and occasionally we hear from the FBI or a government who needs help, identifying these people. We're not able to provide much help because we don't save much information, but it's a tough problem.
It's not like, say, Twitter or Facebook or phone companies where you keep, user data and all that stuff?
We don't keep any user data, and that's one of the reasons why is to, avoid these problems.
Bill Moore, founder and CEO of Zello. Bill, thanks a lot.
Thank you very much, Guy.